страницей 694-695. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух примеры на новые слова.
1. I'm afraid I have to miss a class tomorrow because I have got an appointment with the dentist. 2. I hope I'll be able to make an appointment with Mr. Clark for an earlier hour. 3. I won't be able to keep the appointment, I'm afraid. 4. I have to call off my appointment with the factory manager tomorrow. 5. Please don't cancel my appointment. Just put it off till next Monday. 6. I've got so many appointments for next week that I'm afraid I won't be able to keep some of them. 7. I hear you've got a new appointment. My congratulations. 8. Let me congratulate you on your appointment as manager. 9. Is it true they've appointed Mr. Parker manager? 10. Let's appoint the day of our next meeting. Yes, let's fix it now while we're all here.
11. You're far more fluent in Russian than you used to be, Mr. Parker. 12. He's as fluent in Spanish as in Italian. 13. I had several conversations with Mr. Bennett. 14. There'll be an international conference on the problem next month. 15. Let's appoint the day for the talks. 16. They're having talks just now. Will you leave a message? 17. We're having some trouble with the machine we've just installed. 18. I'm absolutely sure you won't have any trouble with this piece of equipment. It's one of our best models. 19. Their son's a great trouble to them all. 20. The trouble is, I haven't got enough time.
21. I'm nearly sure you won't be able to finish the work in time. That's the whole trouble. 22. I'm sorry to give you so much trouble, but I have to put off our appointment. I really do. That's perfectly all right. No trouble at all. We can meet towards the end of the week. 23. I'll make arrangements for one of our people to meet you at the airport. 24. I've made all the arrangements for my journey. 25. Let's fix the date of our next meeting, shall we? Yes, let's. Does next Friday suit you? 26. It suits me perfectly. 27. Does the time suit you? 28. Does this arrangement suit you all? 29. It's perfect quality, isn't it? 30. The results are perfect, aren't they? 31. He's just been appointed ambassador to Italy. 32. The embassy is in one of the most beautiful streets in London.
Страницы 695-697. 5. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
756-6109, Mr. Johnson's office. Good morning.
Good morning. Can I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Just a moment, I'll put you through.
Johnson here. Good morning, Mr. Johnson. This is Petrov from Moscow. We bought some machines from you a few months ago. Yes, I remember. What can I do for you, Mr. Petrov? You see, Mr. Johnson, we're having some trouble with one of the machines, and I'd like to see you about it. When would you like to come? The sooner the better. Will tomorrow morning be too early? No, it's quite all right. Will 10 o'clock in the morning suit you? Yes, perfectly. Till tomorrow, then. Goodbye. Goodbye. 2. Next morning. Good morning. I've got an appointment with Mr. Johnson for 10 o'clock. My name's Petrov.
Just a moment, Mr. Petrov. I'll tell Mr. Johnson you're here. Won't you sit down and wait a minute?
Thank you. 3.
Here's Mr. Petrov to see you. He's got an appointment for exactly 10. It's 9:45. He's a bit early.
That's perfectly all right. Please ask him to come in, will you?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Good morning, Mr. Petrov. Pleased to meet you. Nice to meet you too. Won't you sit down? Thank you. Will you have a cigarette? No, thanks. I don't smoke. A cup of coffee, then. With pleasure. Mary, will you bring us some coffee, please? Sometime later. So, what exactly is the trouble, Mr. Petrov? We tested all the machines very carefully. And your inspectors were here during the tests, weren't they?
Yes, that's true. And the machines operated normally for a time after we installed them at our factory. But towards the end of the first month, we began to find some very funny defects in the products. I've got a list of them here. Will you have a look, please?
Certainly.
Yes, I quite agree with you. It's more than funny. You see, we've never had any trouble with this model. I'm afraid you'll have to go to the factory and discuss it there.
Yes, actually, I thought of that too. But I'm only staying here a week, and I wouldn't like to put off my visit to the end of my stay. The sooner I go, the better.
No problem, Mr. Petrov. It won't take me long to make the arrangements. You'll be able to visit the factory tomorrow. How about that?
Suits me perfectly. And how do I get to the factory?
Just leave your telephone number with Mary. I'll ring you tomorrow morning, and we'll go there together.
It's very kind of you, Mr. Johnson. I'm really sorry to give you so much trouble.
No trouble at all, Mr. Petrov. I'm interested too. Any more questions to ask me?
No, that's all, thanks.
Till tomorrow, then. Bye.
Bye.